There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final 2 years of Brady's extension for $30 and $32 million. They automatically void Rhett on the final day of the 2019 league year. Further, Brady, based on the language written in the contract, sources say he cannot be franchise tagged, cannot be transition tagged. So what that means, for the first time in his career, even if it's for 1 second, Tom Brady will actually be a free agent. Someone can call Tom Brady 401 at the start of the league year in 2020 and try to sign Tom Brady.
That's Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. Dan Shaughnessy is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand on this Tuesday. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Beetle.
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Let's follow up on that Ian Rappaport report. He had a tweet yesterday afternoon that you just heard him talk about on NFL Network, saying that Tom Brady's new deal includes a provision that cancels out the 2 years of this extension, which, let's put this in simple terms. Tom Brady's extension is not at all an extension. I can't say that in more simple terms.
But we were very careful about that even yesterday. We weren't calling it an extension. We were talking about...
I mean, I know I didn't.
I never called an extension. I said extension, kind of more money for this year, and maybe we'll sit down and talk after this year and the year after.
Okay, but we were saying that the...
It was reported as an extension.
The reporting from the very beginning was very unusual and very peculiar. And that the way it was presented and the way Tom Brady even talked about it was very unusual. I picked up on that yesterday as we played his press conference, and I thought, why is he talking this way? This is unusual. And of course, we took calls. Beetle, you dummy. Oh, the deal's not official yet. No, something was up. And you know what was up? Tom Brady didn't actually sign an extension. Do you know what Tom Brady did? He got an $8 million pay raise and got a phony extension that really is not worth the paper that it's written on.
It was quite clear.
It's not at all an extension. At the end of this league year, it self-destructs.
A lot of guys have one-year contracts.
I watched as a
pretty
kid.
Clear.
This reminded me. I watched the Inspector Gadget cartoon a lot as a kid. And he used to get these little messages that would blow up. And that's what it reminds me of. Like, it's going to blow up. The paper's going to light on fire, and the extension is going to blow up at the end of the league year. It's worthless.
It's like a Snapchat contract.
Yes, it's a Snapchat contract. Yeah, you can see it.
Opening drive.
You can see the nude shot there for like 8 seconds, and then it's it. Poof, it's into the ether. It's gone. Where did it go? What happened there? Isn't that what all you kids do? Isn't that Snapchat's all about?
What if you screenshot the Snapchat?
Is that what you do, T-Bone?
I don't do that.
A lot of nude chicks on there? Is that what you do?
Pervert.
All you young kids?
Pervert.
I'm going to send a picture of my junk to somebody.
Take a picture
look at my 8-pack. Yeah. Watch me make my
That's
boobs
what T-Bone
move.
Does. He tans on the weekend, move. Sends pictures of his
tan.
Of his stomach
he
to
tanned.
People. That's what he does.
Tan.
And then it self-destructs. That's what Tom Brady's extension does. It self-destructs. It's not at all an extension. It's the opposite of that. It was a ticket that he punched to make himself a free agent at the end of the year. And now he has all of the leverage. He took away all of the Patriots' leverage. They cannot franchise him. They cannot tag him with the transition tag, and they had to give him $8 million. They gave him $8 million and all of their rights to him in exchange for nothing, which begs the question.
What's the dead money?
Why did they do it?
What's the dead money then?
Why'd they
What's
do it?
What's the penalty?
Why'd they do it?
Why'd they do it?
Yeah.
Stay in his good graces.
Really?
Probably.
Or face what?
Or face him being really pissed off this year.
Uh-huh. What'd that Tommy Curran story say yesterday that we read? What was that one line line that stood out to us that we said, what?
Yeah.
And you said right away, Hardy, you said, really? I don't believe that.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either.
Did Tom Brady threaten a holdout?
Could have.
Now, whether or not he actually would have gone through with it is a completely different question.
Interesting how it came together so quickly.
But Tommy Curran did not say directly that he had threatened to hold out. He just sort of floated the idea in one of his stories that Brady may not have shown up and played.
Well, 4 days ago when he stood there and said, why don't you guys go, jokingly, why don't you go ask Mr. Kraft about that contract extension, right? It wasn't Coach Belichick. It was Mr. Kraft. Was the extension already in the works? Was the raise already in the works?
I know that
Brady. Hey, what are we waiting on? Announce the damn raise. Because Brady's pretty happy at camp, moving around. Like, I don't see a disgruntled Tom Brady. I saw a disgruntled Tom Brady when Jimmy Garoppolo was here.
I know that he's Tom Brady. I know that he's a special player, and I know that he has a special relationship with the owner that other players don't have. But when do the Patriots give back their leverage to players? Just to give it back for no other reason other than we like you. And when do they give the star player, the guy who holds more value to the franchise than any other player on the roster, the guy who has brought them more success than any other player in their history, do they say, we will give you back all the rights we have to you, and we'll give you $8 million because we like you. And at the end of the year, we can't keep you, we can't franchise you, we can't tag you in any way, and you're going to be free to do whatever it is you'd like to do with your career.
Sounds like it's a guy that wants the ability to walk. Not that he wants to walk, but you know
what? Wants the ability to check it out.
If I don't like what I see this year, and if I don't get improvements around me, and all of a sudden my numbers are somewhat down, not necessarily from a turnover standpoint, but say my numbers from a touchdown standpoint, completion percentage standpoint, all that numbers, yards go down.
Tom Brady.
If I play effective football and you surround me with chicken bleep, I want to go make chicken salad somewhere
else. Tom Brady is the same guy who was a year ago was begging and had to take those incentive-laden additions to his contract.
Tone has changed.
That were ridiculously hard to get.
Yeah.
And he did not hit.
They knew that he wasn't
right?
going to get it. Yeah, you had to he had to play above MVP status.
Last year, Tom Brady was getting breadcrumbs. This year, they handed him a bag of money and all their leverage overnight because they like him? What changed? Ask yourself a simple question there. What changed? Did he threaten a holdout? And is that what changed? Because they would not want to go down that road. They are not going to go to war with him. And they are not going to face that.
Well, that wouldn't look good considering who he lines up with.
Hell no.
Is the kid still wearing 69 at practice that he's lining up with? 69 and 50? 11's not there yet, right? So it's 14, 69, 83. I'm going through the numbers. That's Lacoste number, right? Here's your starting tight end week one. That's the way I look at it. If I'm 20 years in, this is what I'm in a huddle with, huh? Me. That's a nice thing to have that adage that great players elevate others, like Joe Montana elevated great players. Joe Montana got in a huddle with John Taylor, Jerry Rice, Tom Rathman, Roger Craig, Brent Jones. Oh, Dwight Clark. It's easy to elevate those type of players. Kind of hard with the Jacoby
Myers.
No, Myers,
Brady, if you win the
Braxton
Super Bowl,
Berrios,
we'll give you $1 million. But
Matt
this
LaCoste.
Year, we'll just give you $8 million because we like you.
I mean, Ben Watson's not even there for the first. I don't even count Ben Watson.
Is there not a difference there that people are not recognizing? Is there not a major gap there in what they gave him a year ago versus this year?
Well, he lost the Super
Dan
Bowl
Shaughnessy,
the
am I missing something?
Hi, Dan.
There's a stark contrast between last year's bump and this year's bump. No?
I can't get all emotional about this like you guys in this. I just can't. He is not going anywhere. Ever. He's going to finish his career as a Patriot.
But so, doesn't this speak to the fact that it could be like right away now? We're going to give you one bump in the final year and,
yep.
and okay.
I'll go along with that.
I don't, and I'm with you. I don't think he's going.
I mean, he's never going to hold out.
No, and he's never going to play anywhere else.
He's never going to play somewhere else. And the money he makes is never going to be commensurate with, you know, Matt Ryan, these other bums that get paid more than him.
Those guys are
stupid. I mean, I understand that, you know, but the fact is he's Tom Brady. He's going to end up as a Patriot. You know, the urgency would be if next year is the last year and they don't have anybody to play the position. I understand that.
It's
the whole dick. But the notion that there's any kind of leverage here on anyone's part, in my view, is nuts. I just don't. We keep talking about him like he's 28 years
old.
Hold
on.
I mean, being 42 years old at some point does have its limits.
Yes.
You are not coveted by the New York Jets or
didn't
whoever.
Didn't he recognize that, though? Old. Didn't he say that? Because you know what? We're both in uncharted territory. That means I understand the positioning that they're trying to keep and the positioning they want. I came in. I took a guy's job. I know that happens in this league. I'm 42. They're going to be crazy not to look at me and think, could this be the end? Is he near the end? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? He really doesn't know, I think. I think it is year to year for him.
But they have to do something, Dan, because people get stupid when it comes to quarterbacks. And I think there's an understanding that, you know, they're not going to allow him to go and then Brady's almost certainly not going to go. But there were teams toying with the idea of getting Favre out of retirement. There were teams begging him not to retire in the first place. Owners and GMs lose their mind when it comes to quarterbacks. So to say that there's no market out or there's a soft market out there for him because of his age, that's the one thing I disagree with you on.
There's always going to be lunacy and the attraction of the name and the whole bit. It would be a disaster if he went to any other team. In my view, I suppose you could probably drop a scenario where
he's a big market guy. He likes big markets. Okay, he likes big cities.
But I'm just focusing on the
Tennessee.
The fact that there's been a real change from a year ago to now.
All right, but would you not?
That's a fact.
But would you
something
not,
has happened?
This is an axis. You know, the lines have been drawn here. The alliances are there. The partnerships are there. Tom Brady and Bob Kraft are partners, and they work together. And Bill Belichick happens to be an inconvenient guy in the middle who has to work with both of them. But Brady's partnership with Kraft is what makes this foolproof in terms of he can stay here as long as he wants, he can be the quarterback as long as he wants. That's it. And then when he doesn't want to be anymore, then he's not. The critical part is who's going to replace him, and they don't have that guy.
And interesting to think, too, is Tom thanked Jonathan.
Oh.
That's kind of the first time.
I mean, it's the fifth son thing, all that stuff.
Well,
is it Reese or Brady? I don't know. Fifth son. The fifth crap.
Oh, no.
617-779-0985. Again, the incentives last year, top five in quarterback rating, top five in completion percentage, top five in yards per attempt, top five in TD passes, and top five in passing yards. Those were the incentives.
Oh,
and then also an incentive to win the Super Bowl. This year, no incentives, just $8 million in cash and the right to go do whatever the hell you want at the end of the year. Maybe the difference was who was doing the deal. Maybe it was just a strictly an ownership deal this time, and Bill didn't get involved. That's what happened.
This would make me feel better.
Maybe that was the difference.
That makes perfect sense.
This would make me feel better taking a knee in a huddle and looking at these guys in their faces.
But it's not unreasonable to ask these questions. And again, I'm not the one that sort of suggested Tom Brady wouldn't have shown up. That was first floated by Tommy Curran, who obviously is very close to Brady and has done a lot of great reporting on this matter. In fact, he's got more reporting today. We talked about Brady looking at homes in Alpine, New Jersey and Greenwich, Connecticut just last week. I was concerned about it. Hardy was not. He poo-pooed it. Now Brady has put up his Brookline home for sale. That's the latest report. The Brookline home is for sale. What does that mean? We will get to that story. The latest on that. And the latest reports out of Brookline. You interested in a home over there, Dan? You got an extra, I don't know, $40 million or so to spend?
Let's go for it.
Nice piece of real estate, 5 acres on a golf course. We'll get to Brady's house up for sale next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Tommy Curran and Phil Perry with a report on NBCSportsBoston.com today. Tom Brady has put his Brookline home on the market. The 5-bedroom home built in 2015, they write, has a listing price of $39.5 million. It sits on 5 acres adjacent to the 9th hole of the country club and features a 3-car garage and a circular driveway that holds up to 20 more. Other highlights, a gym, spa, a guest house with a yoga studio, and, of course, an outdoor organic herb and vegetable garden.
And if you buy this, he will dress up as the Easter Bunny and run around like a rabbit in the yard, too, for you.
If you pay full listing price on this thing, you better get something cool with it.
Yeah. Because he didn't pay anything near this.
Brady and his wife, Giselle, according to the New York Post, have been house hunting in Greenwich, Connecticut, that is, and Alpine, New Jersey, lately. They want approval from Brookline Zoning Board in 2013 to purchase a lot from Pine Manor College to construct the home that just went up for sale. Okay.
What's square footage?
Stop. I can look it up for you.
I'd say it's
5,800. What's the estimate? I'm considering it. What's the estimated energy cost?
I'm sure they have. They have green light bulbs.
What's the light bill on that joint?
LED. She lights candles.
You got a separate meter for the sprinklers? So you don't have to go off town water?
Why don't I get on that for
you? All right. Yeah. What's a separate meter for the sprinklers?
Well, they go barefoot in there. She likes to feel the earth.
Always bare feet.
Yes.
Bare feet.
Save on cleaning bills.
So the home in Brookline is now up for sale. Couple that with the story from last week that they're looking at homes in Alpine, New Jersey and in Connecticut. And they're also looking at schools in Manhattan for their children. And now you put that with the news of yesterday that Tom Brady's contract voids at the end of the year and he will become a free agent. And we think he's here for the long term, everyone?
Well, what do you mean here for the long term? You mean as a player or as a resident?
No, as a player, as a New England Patriot. That he's definitely going to finish his career in a New England Patriots uniform?
Yes. I say that could be a retirement plan. And
he would go elsewhere after retirement. He doesn't want to be around here when he retires. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, the question is, Dan, not whether he's going anywhere else, but how much longer is he going to play football, period? Right. And that football is going to be for the New England Patriots. We can all...
Okay, so yeah.
For the sake of this section of their... And believe me, other people are going to theorize that he's moving closer to New York because he's going to join the Jets and they're going to do something crazy. Maybe fine, whatever. But just for our purposes here, would you, if you were really planning on staying and playing and practicing and working out in Foxborough... Would you sell your perfect $40 million on the 9th hole at the country club in Brookline home if you were going to stay and play for 3 more years?
That's a good point. And that, to me, that's why the discussion's worth having. Because you can connect dots here and say, this is starting to look like the last year of his career with the Patriots.
Do you think normal that way, though? Do you think like a normal person when you ask that question, though? Because they're not normal.
That's my point last week. They don't do anything normally.
Selling and buying homes, I don't think, phases these type of people.
Zillow's really got some photos up already, although it listed as off-market.
I love Zillow.
They've got the Zestimate as only $9.8 million. Well, so Brady asking 39.5.
I heard it's 15 to 20.
It might be a little high on his asking price.
I heard they got in there 15 to 20.
Zestimate a little lower than what he's looking for.
I told you, he likes to make almost double.
We've done this with other homes, as you know, on this show in the past, most notably Kyrie Irving's rental property.
Yep.
Floor size, 9,716 square feet.
Wow!
It's got both hardwood and slate flooring. In the home, 15 rooms, 5 full baths, 2 half baths in the home, 4 stair, central cooling, finished basement. That finished basement is 3,144 square feet. It's got a hot tub and a spa. It's got a pool. It's got a slate roof. Brick and stone exterior. The lot size, 5.24 acres. Oh, mother-in-law apartment, it lists here as one of the features. I think that's counting the guest house. I think that's what that's counting, is the mother-in-law apartment. Tell you what, if I buy that house, I'm not bringing my mother-in-law.
No and you way. Like your mother-in-law.
Not bringing her, though.
Yeah.
That's my house.
That's a lot of money for that house. I mean, if you triple the building cost. Let's say everything in there is three times as nice as what you would build in a nice new home at $300 a square foot. If we went 900 a square foot times 9,000 square feet, that's only $8 million for the build. The land is worth another what?
Gibson Sotheby's International Realty has the listing, according to Zillow.
It says it was listed
for sale today, but now it lists as not being for sale. Mm. So did they put it up today and then take it down?
Maybe
once
somebody bought it.
So it looks
maybe,
like
maybe
you
someone
know what it is?
Put a joke out.
I think they listed it. Maybe they listed it and then it got public and people realized whose house it was and they pulled the listing. Is that what happened? Or they're trying to create some buzz and they pulled it down.
Everybody
but it does
knows,
list here.
Knows the
it is here on Zillow as having been listed earlier today. And it currently says not for sale.
How about this?
How about what?
You remember the Reebok founder, Paul Fireman?
Yes.
Who put his Brookline home on the market. It was still on the market earlier this spring.
You know, the pool, by the way, Hardy, I know what you say about above ground pools. This is like an in-ground pool that is above ground.
Well,
how do you feel about
it's
that?
It's an infinity pool, I would guess.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Well, sort of, but I don't know what the view is.
Well, it's in ground for part of it, but then it kind of falls off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pool.
Okay, so.
I mean, it's beautiful, but it's technically, it's mostly above ground.
I don't like that backside of it.
It's on a slope.
So that Reebok guy's house, we all looked at the pictures of that, right? That was, and maybe still is on the market for $90 million. So let's call it twice as much as Brady's house. To me,
look at his grass. Look at Brady's grass. Oh, sure thank you.
If you're just looking at Brookline, and again, like same general area, that $90 million house looks like a $90 million house. Brady, does that look like $40 million?
No, that's not a $40 million home. No one's going to pay $40 million for it. No. No one's paying $40 million for his house.
Take a drive through Weston and take a drive through Weston and Newton.
When I didn't know, when the story broke this morning, Hardy said, "What do you think he's listing it for?" And I guessed what? $14 million.
I'll show you. We'll go for a ride. I'll show you.
My guess was 14. I said $14 million. You said no. Try 39.
I heard they got in there between 15 and 20.
And I
ending cost.
I knew where the house was. I know that neighborhood where it is, and so I guessed 14. And you said no, 39. I said, well, he's never going to get that. Oh,
floating shelves, very nice.
Makes pancakes.
It's a beautiful home.
I trim those shrubs. Trim them up a little bit, man. Just form them.
It's a beautiful property, but he's not going to get $39 million.
That seawall better be. Ooh, that is nice.
Is that a Reed's Ferry?
Oh, my God.
That's
Hardy
a nice shed.
Hardy needs that.
Well,
that's the hot yoga shed.
If it is, it's definitely not built of fall of particle board. I can tell you that.
It's a pretty house.
617-779-0985. So what does it mean, Dan? You think what? He's just selling his home and he's still going to play for the Patriots?
He's moving
to Connecticut and he'll still play for the Pats?
Santa put his fat. Yeah,
his kids will go to school in Manhattan and he still goes to Foxborough every day?
Yeah, you could do that easily.
How?
Yeah. His family's there and he plays football here.
It's not
a rigorous schedule.
Yeah. Get himself a little...
a crash pad.
You know.
Back in the back bay again. Give himself a little spot down there.
He still owns an entire building.
So the kids will go to school in Manhattan. She'll live with the kids in Connecticut, and he'll spend the season by himself in the back bay.
He could go back to his penthouse at the back
bay. I don't know that she'd go for that. Once again,
she could be happy in New York.
This could be his last season of football.
That we know, but what if it's not his last season of football? You don't believe it's possible he could play somewhere else?
No, I do not prepare myself for that eventually. That would be awful to watch.
Although I would admit, very unlikely, I'm not ruling it out as a possibility.
And Hardy's right. There's stupid people out there that would overpay and go do that, but I don't think he wants that image of, you know, Johnny Unitas in San Diego or where these guys end up in the scrap heap, and it would be ugly. You know, he's not going to be able to...
That's not really a thing anymore, though. Every great player has ended up playing for other teams at the end. All the great players of modern times. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan.
Let me ask you a question.
Name all the great players. They've all played for other teams. It didn't matter.
Joe Montana played for Kansas City.
Yeah.
Does Kurt Warner get in the Hall of Fame if he doesn't go to another team and take another team to the Super Bowl?
No, in his case, no. But that's not the case for Brady.
No, it's not the case for Brady, but he needed that. It can be done.
Brady does not need this, nor does he need the money.
You know who doesn't need this is the Patriots. Patriots cannot let this happen.
Why would Tom Brady want it to happen? Why would he want to play somewhere else?
I don't think he would. I don't think he really would.
I mean, to go to a new system when you're 43, 44 years old, get your ass kicked.
You like throwing the ball to Jacoby Myers, Dan? You like throwing the ball to Jacoby Myers?
I think it's far more likely that he's done playing football than it would be he goes somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay?
We agree on that.
Okay. But selling your house and moving to Connecticut or moving to New Jersey?
We don't know. People float balloons all the time with their houses. We don't know if they're actually moving. Did you say they were enrolled in schools?
They're looking at schools, and they're currently interviewing at schools in Manhattan, according to the New York Post.
Okay. Well,
here we go. Maybe they're trying to move closer to New York City. That is where Giselle will be spending most of her time on business. I thought she retired. What business? What is her business?
Hardy has
What's
headlines.
Her job? What is her
Hardy
job?
Hardy gets mad at the wife. Here we go.
No, I don't get mad. I just want to know what she does.
Dan Chauncey is so busy.
Doing what?
She's put a lot on the shelf for him.
Uh-huh. Your calls are next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Open up the champagne.
Hey, I'd play this if I've ever moved in there. Like, you think, okay, here we go. We got the sound system. I think it's got to have a nice sound system, right? It's probably all state-of-the-art. iPad touch. I put this on. Turn it up. Volume up. Alexa, turn it up.
Sometimes you gotta stay. Hey, and you know where I live.
You like this, Dan?
You know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay.
Hey.
Welcome to my house.
Yeah. My room, my house, my bathroom. I get a gold toilet.
Coming up a week from today on Tuesday, August 13th, the Sports Hub will celebrate 10 years as Boston's home for sports. You've been here for all 10 years, right, Dan Shaughnessy?
Years. I am a charter member.
Do we have any audio of the Dan Shaughnessy show on the weekend?
I hope they do. I hope you can dig some of that up.
Yeah, Dan Shaughnessy show on the weekend with Adam Jones.
From 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. next Tuesday, we will look back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and all the biggest Sports Hub moments along the way. From the past decade, our 10th anniversary celebration is presented commercial-free thanks to Aaron's, the king of snow. From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. So listen on Tuesday, on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and on our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, where you can always download the app and get the latest sports news. Yes,
Dan. You know what my favorite Sports Hub moment of the 10 years would be?
What, when they hired me?
Let's hear it, Dan.
It would be John Henry bursting into the studios.
Oh, that will be covered. There will be an hour devoted to that.
Is there anything better than that?
No, but what actually is better than that?
I have that as my number one Sports Hub in my top 10 Sports Hub moments. I have that as number one.
That'd be number two.
Yeah, yeah.
The number one moment would be upstairs with Dickman, who had no clue who he was. Sit down. I'll go down and tell people you're here.
I don't think you understand. I'm John Henry.
And he said, I'm Lee Dickman.
And then Dickman proceeded to
have
go on
a seat, sir.
Then they had to play, like, Picture Association. They had pictures up, and Dickman had to, like, didn't know any of the sports people.
Is there, like, surveillance footage of that, that encounter?
No,
I mean, just,
no.
Just the process. Did he drive himself? Was there a driver?
No, there was a driver.
There was a driver?
There was a driver, and I believe, I want
to
say.
Take me to the transmitter site.
I'm not kidding, Dan. I want to say they showed up in like a Ford Explorer.
Post haste.
And I remember looking at the car going, that's what you showed up in?
It was. There's a great, among the great nuggets of that thing, he says, and this led to a media riot, he says.
Yeah.
I love that expression.
Steer the carriage westward. Take me to the broadcast facility immediately.
A media riot.
So, the reason, the best line was, you know, Felger was so stunned. You know, it's rare that you can throw Felger off his game.
I'd have paid money to
see
that.
He was in such disbelief. I think people took it as maybe that Felger was nervous or something. That was not what it was.
I would say it's nervous.
He was in such utter disbelief that he was looking across the table at John Henry. And he goes, to what do we owe this pleasure? Walking in. And John Henry responds, and you'll hear this next week. He goes, you're misleading the public.
And it was just gold.
I mean, we all sat there. And again, you'll hear this next week. I don't want to ruin it because you'll hear it next week. But I'll never forget, we sat there.
Were you in the studio?
We were in the middle of headlines right before I was about to do headlines. And we'll give it to your calls 1 second.
Yeah.
Our assistant program director, Rick Radza, came in and said, John Henry's here. And we thought he was joking.
Of course.
And we go, yeah.
Good one.
And he goes, yeah, he's coming down now. And we go, wait, is he being serious? And then during the headlines, as I'm now on mic, I look over and he's walking through and I'm still reading. And I'm like, oh my God. Yep. God, it's happening.
Do you remember? They were in they were in a visiting studio because our studios were being built. The big one.
There
was an 8x10 runoff piece of paper of John Henry and Linda Pizzuti
eating ice cream cones.
Licking ice cream cones.
Oh, right.
In Italy together. I don't think it was ice cream. What do they call that stuff?
Gelato.
Oh, it's a gelato.
And someone had to quietly go over and rip it off the wall.
Slowly tear it out of the push pin placement.
Pull that down, please.
That's from Boston Magazine.
617-779-0985. John Henry could afford Tom Brady's house. If John Henry wants to buy another Brookline home, he could buy Tom Brady's house, which is now listed, or I guess unlisted. It looks like they pulled the listing after it went up for $39.5 million. Brady's selling his Brookline home. Adam's in Lowell. Adam.
Hey, guys. I think with Brady, I think a holdout definitely was on the table because let's face facts. If he holds out because he wants a new contract, where's the heat going to come down on from the fans? Is it going to come down on Brady or is it going to go on Belichick and Kraft? It's definitely Belichick and Kraft. I don't care what you say. Even after winning this last Super Bowl, Belichick lost a lot of goodwill during that Eagles Super Bowl. A lot of people are still pissed about that. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Fans would have sided with the player and the quarterback. No doubt about it. If Brady said, I feel I want more money and I want a pay raise, and he decided not to show up for the starting camp, people would have absolutely sided with him and not the team.
Absolutely. No question.
100% to none.
No question.
And so they would not have wanted that on their hands. Coach, team, nobody wanted to deal with that. So all he would have had to have done is threaten that. And I think it would have taken care of this.
He has a lot of power.
He absolutely does, and he's never used it.
He's never used it, and I don't think he ever will to that degree. No. He's not even going to threaten to hold out. Nor is he going to threaten to play somewhere else.
But even if he just did it, just threatened it,
just
that
would
have
it.
Been such a change for him that they would have said, well, maybe we need to take him seriously because let's not test him.
Well, maybe this
because
is
he's
part
obviously
of
in a different place if he's willing to say things like this.
And I think the $8 million bump is taking him seriously.
Okay.
Like, let's make sure we make this guy happy.
And it's like,
let's take this guy seriously because he's clearly in a different place than where he's been before.
And that's chump change for the Crafts. It makes up for a lot of other things, and they can always hide that in the TB12. And
anybody
the
can go down and look at this receiving crew and think, this is not a good receiving crew. And let's not piss this guy off anymore.
Right.
Let's get this bump done, okay? Jesus. Yeah.
Steve's in Woburn. He's got a transportation solution for Tom Brady. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Let me turn off my radio. Hang on.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Steve, you there?
Steve, it's a quick thing.
Steve, I think you turned us off.
Oh, hey,
there you go.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Sorry, guys. So here's the deal. It's 45 minutes from Brookline to Foxborough. The same amount of time you could take a helicopter to Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yes.
It's the only thing that makes sense. If Brady's selling his house, looking at houses, and currently interviewing, he could be taking a helicopter next month.
All right, number one, someone else just tweeted this.
Okay.
I reject that.
Why?
What?
Okay, number
one. Kobe Bryant did it.
No.
When he was in L.A.?
The same amount of time on the commute.
I don't know about that.
Don't sell me as the same commute time. Greenwich is hell and gone from Foxborough. And it's not like you walk
Greenwich
out.
Greenwich is a good poke.
It's, I mean.
As you, the crow flies,
you
party?
You just decide that you're going to get on the chopper and go out there. There's a little more to it than that. It's a little more to it than just hopping in your car and driving down there. And it's, I would say, reverse commute from Tom Brady's house down to Foxborough, 45 minutes at the most. You can do that in about 30, especially if you're Tom Brady. You don't have to worry about getting pulled over. You just zip right down there. VFW over to Route 1. Hell, you don't even have to touch the highway if you don't want to. You just get right down to Foxborough.
Make a road.
Back. Easy.
I'd just make him a road. Foxborough.
You tell me door to door, it's going to be 45 minutes taking a helicopter all the way from Greenwich to Foxborough. You're going to do that 5 days a week?
How fast does a helicopter go?
Depends what kind of helicopter you have.
Yeah,
how fast those Black Hawk downs?
Helicopter flight Greenwich to Foxborough. Has anyone posted that online? Can give us the exact flight time?
It says, I'm reading here that the average helicopter tops out at about 160 miles an hour, which would mean the ride is about an hour. About 160 miles, Greenwich to Foxborough.
Yes. The second you get in, right, you're immediately going 160 until the second you land.
Okay, so that means that your ride is, let's say, 90 minutes each way every day?
Yeah, like Philip Rivers.
Let's allow for, 90 minutes. What if there's
Philip
weather?
Rivers.
Right.
He takes a limo.
Right.
From San Diego to L.A. every day, back and forth.
People ever think you look like Philip Rivers?
No.
All I'm saying is his door-to-door taking a helicopter every day is going to be longer than it is driving from Brooklyn.
Is there a landing spot in Foxborough for the helicopter?
Yes, there is.
There's a helipad, yes.
Oh, yeah. There is. Right there is now a professionally built helipad with all the proper lighting and markings and everything else.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to take that.
I'm sure you would. Coming up next, we are giving away tickets to see Zach Brown Band right after this, so stick around for that. More with Dan Shaughnessy. More of your calls on the Tom Brady situation. His house is up for sale. He's looking to move to Connecticut. And he has a new deal that voids at the end of the year. Plus, he's got $8 million in cash. All of that on the way. Don't go anywhere.
It's Dan Shaughnessy, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's no better way to enjoy.
There's always a reason for better health. And here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah. Who wants to go to Zach Brown? Huh? Put your toes in the water, ass in the sand, Artie.
I want to be a castaway.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Zach Brown Band on Sunday, September 1st at Fenway Park. Tickets for this newly added show are still available at redsox.com/Zach Brown Band. Caller 10 right now. Contest line only. Call the right number so you can win. 617-931-0985. Caller 10 gets the tickets.
Only thing worth going seeing at Fenway right now, right, Dan?
Woo!
I'm not going to say that.
Turn the mics on.
You should turn your mic on for you.
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
Zach Brown?
Yeah. You like him?
He's African, not brown.
No.
name some black guy's name Zach.
That was going to be my next statement.
There you go.
Oh, Zach with a C.
Let's go to the phone, 617-779-0985.
It's actually a good one.
Let's go to what? What?
It's tough.
We're not doing it.
Freddie's in Bellingham. Freddie.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So I just wanted to say, if they let Brady go or if he retires, those are two big ifs, the plan has to be to go for Trevor Lawrence in Clemson.
And how do you get
That's
him?
That's all I got to say.
How do you get him?
You got to tank or you got to give up all your pieces.
So you're going to make your team suck.
Your pieces aren't good enough.
One kid come in.
Your pieces are not good enough. You have to tank. At least you're admitting that you got to tank. That's the only way to do it. You have to be terrible. And I don't know that there's enough people that want to be terrible.
Trevor.
You want to suck? You suck for Trevor?
No.
You like Trevor Lawrence.
I do. I love Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
You're a Trevor Lawrence draft guy.
I think he has a little bit stiff. A little rigidity to him. There's always going to be somebody else. There's going to be two guys you're going to go after in that draft. So who's the other guy that's going to pop?
617-779-0985. Garrett's in New Hampshire. Hi, Garrett.
Hi, guys. Great talking to you. I don't think this is going to happen, but based off of something I read, and say the 49ers start out slow and we start out slow, could you ever see us trading back for Garoppolo?
Brady for Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Mm. Oh, my.
Wouldn't that be? Oh, Brady goes home.
Oh, dearie, dear.
Oh, wins out in the West. Oh, and the West goes down.
No, I can't see that happening.
Hoist a Lombardi there for the San Francisco 49ers. And you get a guy who can't make it through here.
John in Groveland. Hi, John.
I don't know. Maybe it's me, but it feels like the conversation today has gotten a little bit off the rails, trading for Garoppolo, helicopter ride.
Oh, helicopter ride's real.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you determined yet, is that a house for sale or not?
We don't know.
Well, everything's for sale.
Hey, everything's got a price. You got a price on yours?
It's not 30. I wish it was 39 million.
Well, the official website says it was for sale
and
it's not for
sale. A realtor has the listing and listed it for sale, and then it became known that it was for sale, and the realtor, once it was public, pulled the listing. So
that's,
I think
that's
they've
newsworthy.
The realtor has taken the listing private is what's happened.
Well, you know what it kind of would lead me to believe without getting into the helicopters and conspiracies and stuff is maybe a 42-year-old football player is thinking this might be the last roundup. Now, everyone has a personal life, even megastar athletes with their megastar models. Mm-hmm. I know he has a child that lives in New York and children sometimes have problems. There could be a million reasons why. It could just be that I'm going to leave. Giselle's work is in New York. He made a comment.
What work? What work? What work is in New York?
Yeah, Hardy wants to know this.
It's not my job to inform Hardy about things. She's
well, it's my job to ask, have a conversation with somebody who calls in and says his wife's work is in New York. What work?
She's a world-renowned person in the fashion industry.
Being famous is not a job.
Musician. Maybe she's a musician.
How about this? Does a guy who's going to play for three more years sell his house that is 30 minutes away from the stadium? Point. That's the point. That is the point. That's the point we've been making.
Well, no, there's nothing to see here.
There is something to see here. It doesn't. These aren't the actions of somebody who plans on staying and playing in Foxborough for three more years. That's the whole point of this conversation this morning.
Okay, but don't worry about him going to.
All right. Thank you.
Where? No. Going where? Right. John?
No, he drove.
I didn't hang up on you.
He's not going down there to play for the Giants or the Jets.
Nobody's worried about him playing for another team.
I didn't hang up on
you. Yeah, the main focus of this is, amongst us anyway, whereas a couple of days ago it was being reported as an extension, and it only took 2 seconds of looking at the details of it to say it's not really an extension. It really is. It's a raise for 2019.
It's not at all an extension. In fact, anyone who's using the word extension to describe this is inaccurately describing it.
Correct.
The player
told you he has 1 year left.
Anyone who's using that word should stop using that word. It's
the
not
headline
an extension.
Conversation narrative has gone from an inaccurate reporting of extension 2 days ago to now, The house in Brookline is up for sale. So instead of him being here three more years, which you could kind of hang your hat on based on the fact that there is language in the contract through the 2021 season, now it is more likely that, oh, no, this is really more like a we will see at best, and maybe more likely another year.
You know, a week ago, we were talking about Tom Brady's future in New England, and he didn't have a contract extension beyond this year. And how that was sort of unsettling that he was going into a walk year. He's not only going into a walk year now, he's going into a walk year where he has complete freedom that is guaranteed to him at the end of the year, and the team has no way of keeping him. I feel worse about his future now than I did a week ago. And he has signed some sort of extension?
Cockamamie extension.
Not an extension in any way, shape, or form.
No.
In fact, his situation is closer to the end here now than it was a week ago when he was going into things with an uncertain future. Now it seems more certain, and it seems he's closer than ever to not playing for the Patriots. Well, and that, again, doesn't mean that we know what his future is beyond this year in football or in life.
And I don't think it's Boston-based. I don't. I think when he's done, he's not going to stick around here and try to expand and explode that TB12 brand. He's going to do that in New York City. That's where you do that stuff. He's going global. Once he's done with football, he's going global. This is sort of the stepping stones for it. So get ready for it.
Well, he doesn't have to do anything.
I'm going to enjoy this season. I'm going to enjoy this season is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, I wish they'd go out and get some receivers to add to the mix to make it more enjoyable than what it's going to be.
Go get Crabtree.
That would presuppose that there will be competition.
What?
They don't have to do that, Beto, don't you see?
No, Dan, the group's really bad.
Go watch practice, Dan. It's awful.
I know it's easier to just sit there and say, everyone sucks, tomato cans, blah, blah, blah.
It is easier, it's also true.
Dan,
who's your tight end if your starting tight end against Pittsburgh gets his bell rung the first series?
Dan, even
the guy Sudfeld's having a really good camp, I heard.
Is he?
Yeah.
Where at?
There's always Sudfeld's.
Yeah.
Dan, if they do nothing, they could still win 12 games. I'm not telling you that you're
right,
wrong.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm not telling you you're wrong on that. I'm telling you that for our enjoyment and for their chances once they make it into the playoffs as a bye team.
I thought last year.
Well, you're going to see a lot of games like the Super Bowl.
Right, rock fights.
Yeah, rock fights.
Winnable rock fights. I'd like for them to give themselves a little more breathing room in the rock fights by having some guys they can actually throw to.
I like 35-7.
That's all. I'd like for some more breathing room in the rock fights.
Okay.
That's what I'm requesting.
I like
is that
the second
okay
half in Buffalo off.
Too much to ask.
Okay. Is that all right?
Your boys up in Buffalo.
Hour number two with Dan Shaughnessy is 90 seconds away. We're going to talk about the Red Sox as well. That's a spectacular implosion there, huh, Dan?
Wow.
They do it in quite the fashion. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, unforgettable.
They won last night, though.
Yeah, beat the Royals.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.